From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The U.S. and China announced Saturday the ratification of the Paris Agreement, a key step by the world's biggest polluters that aims to bring the climate change accord into force this year. Speaking at the G20 summit in China, President Barack Obama said he intends to have more discussions with Beijing on some subjects where the two sides have not held the same views.
And a candid discussion of those areas where we differ and our ability to manage them in a way that does not put the bilateral relationship at risk. And I know that we will have, once again, candid conversations about some of those differences around issues like human rights or cyber or maritime.
Obama told CNN, it won't be telling CNN in an interview set to air Sunday, that there will be consequences for their territorial moves in the congested areas of the South China Sea. Obama said China needs to be responsible, and that he plans to tell President Xi Jinping that he should look to the U.S. as an example of a country that maintains its power in part by restraining itself. An anti-Trump demonstration is underway outside a church in the Midwestern city of Detroit Saturday, where Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is set to address the congregation at a predominantly African-American church. Trump in recent days has stepped up his outreach to African-Americans, but has taken criticism for making the appeal mostly before white audiences. This is believed to be the first time the appeal has been made directly before black voters. So far, Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton's campaign has not reacted to today's visit by Trump to Detroit. This is VOA News. Zimbabwe's 92-year-old leader is back home in Harare Saturday amid rumors his health is failing. Reports say Robert Mugabe, Africa's oldest leader, went to Dubai to seek medical attention. Zimbabweans are growing increasingly frustrated with Mugabe and his failure to fix the economy. Thousands of people are lining and paying their final respects on Saturday to their longtime leader, Islam Karimov. Ahead of his funeral, the government announced the authoritarian ruler's death Friday, ending days of speculation about whether Karimov was still alive following a massive stroke. Uzbek authorities said the 78-year-old ruler had been in a coma for days. Some political observers, such as James Nixie of London's Chatham House, believe choosing a successor for the powerful Central Asian nation could be challenging.
If there is no arranged succession system, then there is in the background, it follows, a great deal of squabbling, infighting, and that makes it sound somewhat childlike. What I really mean is that there is a fight for power.
Karimov, the only leader Uzbekistan has known since it became an independent nation following the collapse of the Soviet Union, crushed all opposition during his time in power, and he had not groomed anyone to take over after him. Dilma Rousseff, ousted this past week as Brazil's president, says she has not elaborated on future projects but confirms she has political plans. She told a group of international journalists she will oppose the government regardless of where she might be. The Brazilian Senate voted on Wednesday to remove Rousseff from the presidency for using public money to fund state or federal social programs without the approval of Congress. A new law allowing anyone with a concealed weapons license to carry a gun onto campuses in the southwestern U.S. state of Texas is drawing mixed reactions. Some students worry about the potential problem of having guns on campus, while others think properly licensed armed students could prevent crimes. University presidents and professors argue that campuses should be given special status as no-gun zones, but the Texas legislature did not agree. Americans are celebrating the Labor Day weekend, culminating in the Monday holiday honoring U.S. workers and their contributions to the country's economy. Holiday has also come to signal the unofficial end of summer in the United States. Labor Day in the U.S., the first Monday in September, became an official holiday back in 1894 after a push by the nation's labor unions. For decades, cities used the occasion to stage large parades honoring unionized factory workers. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington. For more news, join us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.